Chapter 1508. The dawn of the howlers all night, there had been only one thought pushing the howlers forward. Through blood, through claw, through fire and death, it was that fragile promise that if they endured until the sunrise, if they did that, then victory was in sight and then their vow would hold. The humans, the altered, the allies who had come from cities far and wide, all of them fought with that same thread of hope. The full moon would pass. The howlers would not lose themselves. When dawn came, their power would be their own. And now, the sun had risen. The first rays of light broke across the battlefield, scattering the shadows, bathing the carnage in a pale gold. And the moment their eyes caught it, every fighter knew. The vow was kept. The howlers had survived the night of the full moon. Hope surged like fire through their veins. Inside the wrecked restaurant, Olivia's body shimmered as her transformation overtook her. Her whip lashed out with impossible force, cutting through the air in a wide arc. It cracked against several werewolves at once, snapping them back with yelps of pain. With the momentum of her swing, she leapt forward, delivering a vicious kick to the face of another, sending the beast crashing into the rubble. Kevin, small but relentless, slid under the legs of a snarling werewolf. As he rose on the other side, his form was already shifting, bones cracking, fur bursting through his skin. His claws dug deep into his opponent's neck before the creature could react, dragging it down in a spray of blood. On the open field, Midweck stared up at the sun as it burned away the last trace of night. His body convulsed, bones reshaping, and the lone wolf of the howlers rose once more in his full werewolf form. For a moment, the thrill of transformation filled him, but it didn't last. His eyes snapped back to Lupus, and he knew. There was nothing he could do against that monster. One swipe, just one careless blow, and Midweck would be nothing but another corpse in the dirt. So he turned, his heavy paws pounding the ground as he ran toward the larger battlefield behind them. He would fight where his strength mattered, where he could save lives instead of throwing his own away. But closer to the center, the nightmare continued. Kai lifted his arms in a desperate guard. Lupus's fist came down, raw power shattering his defense. The blow smashed into the side of his face, snapping his head down and grinding it into the earth. The ground erupted, soil and stone shattering beneath the impact. The vibration ran through the entire battlefield, shaking fighters on both sides. Ice spread in jagged sheets across the ground as Lupus's energy spilled out unchecked, coating the field in frozen death. "No, no," Marie whispered, her voice trembling. Her legs slowed as she saw the sunlight break through the treetops. Her breath caught. Her hope faltered. "The sun is up. The sun is up. That was all we needed. That was all we needed to survive. So why? Why is this happening?" For her, the sunrise had been the beacon, the sign that everything would turn in their favor. But now, staring at Lupus, she wondered what hope truly meant. They could transform freely, yes, but what did that matter if their opponent was something no transformation could overcome? Among the Lupus pack, one figure stood apart. Slit. He had recovered enough to move, but instead of fighting, he remained still, eyes locked on the battlefield. He had seen Ilva fall. He had felt the shift as the howlers transformed under the rising sun. The world had flipped upside down before his eyes, yet Lupus remained untouched, unchanging, unstoppable. Slit's claws twitched. He wanted to act. He was sure that he might be able to tip the balance. But deep down, he knew there was more than one piece still hidden on the board. And his eyes shifted to the howlers. Because wasn't there another figure among them who could change everything? Marie's scream tore through the silence of his thoughts. "Gary, where's Gary? Gary?" Out in the middle of the field, among corpses and broken stone, a figure stirred. Gary lifted his head. His lips and chin were drenched in blood, his sleeve dragging across his face as he wiped it away. His chest heaved as his energy surged back. The sunrise blazed in his eyes and strength returned to his limbs. Rose to his feet, and then he ran. Exianen! His roar split the battlefield, amplified by the force of his lungs carrying across the chaos until it struck her ears. Zin had not been fighting the others inside the restaurant. She had been waiting, watching, running, following the pull of instinct that told her Gary would need her. At the sound of his call, she leapt, her body a blur of fur and claws in her werewolf form. She soared across the broken battlefield, landing just ahead of Gary. And as she touched down, her body shrank, shifted, reformed. Her fur receded, her claws melted back into fingers, and Zin stood before him as herself, human once more. Side by side, the two of them sprinted across the battlefield, heading for their destiny. "Zin," Gary gasped. "Transform." It didn't need to be said twice. Zin's hand shot out, clasping Gary's, and she pulled him forward. In that instant, her lips pressed against his. Light exploded between them. Both their eyes blazed with power, and in that shared breath, in that kiss beneath the rising sun, the two of them had changed. Chapter 1509. Nocturne Apex. Often, when Gary fought, his instinct was to preserve as much energy as possible. His fighting style had always reflected that philosophy. He would start small, easing into a battle with partial transformations, relying on speed, tactics, and his instincts. Only when absolutely necessary would he tap into the full ferocity of his body, when the moment came that demanded everything from him. From there, his path of growth had expanded. He had gone beyond his regular transformations and reached into something far darker, something that had become his true weapon, the ash-lichen form. This form was a monster in itself, a weapon of destruction that could burn through entire battlefields, black mist spreading like an infection across the ground. But it wasn't free. The cost was high, almost unbearable. The ash-lichen drained his body. Its side effects gnawed at him with every second it lingered. Even when he wasn't tearing himself apart like he had when forcing the transformation thanks from help or the brief family, there was always a gradual toll, an erosion of his HP. The cost was inevitable. And then there was his newest form, his Nocturne Apex transformation, a form not born from his own body alone, but from the bond with Zin. It was the ultimate synchronization, the merging of his existence with hers, and only she could awaken it in him. He still carried another weapon, his Dragon Ash form, but Gary knew the risks. The side effects of the Golden Power were catastrophic, far worse than anything the Ash Lichen inflicted. It left him in an incredibly vulnerable state. He could not risk that now. Not here. No, this moment demanded the best balance of raw strength and endurance. To face Lupus, who had already consumed Dawn and grown beyond reason, Gary needed the most reliable form he possessed. He needed the Nocturne Apex, and then when the time was right, if Lupus still stood, he could deliver the finishing blow with his Dragon Ash Lichen form. Gary's mind spun in panic. After consuming Dawn, there was every chance Lupus had also unlocked a special transformation. Maybe he had no idea how to use it yet, maybe it was dormant, or maybe it was already bubbling within him, ready to erupt. Gary had no way to know. But he did know one thing: this was his advantage. Gary had the system. He had the experience of switching forms, of mastering them with unnatural speed. Lupus had none of that. If Lupus had truly unlocked something new, it would take him time to control it, time Gary couldn't afford to give. That was the edge. That was the only edge he had left. The energy between Gary and Zin flared as the transformation began. Zin's body was the first to change. Her form crackled and pulsed with power as the moonlight itself seemed to pour into her flesh. Runes carved themselves across her glowing skin, etching symbols of light that burned brighter with every heartbeat. Her outline shimmered like ethereal armor, a radiant wolf goddess formed under the full moon's gaze. She was a mirror to Marie's Luna state, but still uniquely her own. Her power flowed like liquid silver, her presence a constant anchor. And then Gary changed. The shift was violent, almost terrifying. His body swelled, fur blackening, until it seemed to drink in the very light around him. A thick mist coiled and wrapped around him like a cloak, growing denser with each pulse. Through the darkness, streaks of molten orange bled across his form, glowing cracks that throbbed like veins of lava. They pulsed, alive, burning across his chest, his arms, his legs, converging in a central core that glowed like a furnace inside his chest. The marks spread out from there like fiery claw marks, branding him as something unnatural, something born of both nightmare and flame. His eyes burned red, but in the center, golden light flickered, shimmering like fire behind the red glow. The fusion of the two colors gave his gaze an inhuman intensity, like staring into a predator that had no concept of mercy. His back hunched slightly, his limbs elongated, claws glowing orange at the tips. Where his shadow ash-lichen form had made him look like a beast from the abyss, this new form looked like something torn from the deepest nightmares, a horror that stalked the edges of reality, burning as it breathed. Gary's mind was pulled deep into the instincts of the apex state. He no longer thought, he acted. His body launched forward, his feet exploding against the ground with such force that embers streaked in his wake. The battlefield shook as he blurred forward, nothing more than a trail of fire and smoke. "Gary," Zin's voice cut through, sharp and desperate. She couldn't keep up with his speed. Her body, even empowered by her Luna form, wasn't fast enough. But she had no choice. She had to stay close. She was his anchor, his balance, the one tether that could call him back before the apex consumed him completely. If he lost himself, if he turned on their allies, she would have to step in, even if it meant sacrificing her life. Up ahead, Lupus had Kai's body in his grasp. The Alpha Wolf's obsidian claws dug into Kai's flesh, holding him like a broken toy. But Lupus's instinct screamed at him, danger. His eyes snapped up, his nostrils flared, and in that instant he dropped Kai's limp body to the ground. The battlefield shifted. The ice that had spread across the ground from Kai's earlier attacks began to melt away, hissing into vapor. Heat rolled across the field, a suffocating wave that made even Lupus's fur bristle. Then Gary came. He erupted, a black inferno crashing through the air. His form slammed into Lupus like a flaming comet, breaking the ground beneath them in a thunderous shockwave. But Lupus had not been caught off guard. His instincts had saved him. At the last moment, his claws dug deep, grabbing hold of Gary's shoulder. His obsidian nails seared against Gary's molten skin, the heat burning into his fingertips. The mist writhed, obscuring Gary's full form, but Lupus could feel the creature in front of him, could feel the molten heat spilling from Gary's chest. He saw the maw open wide, embers spilling from between the fangs, and instinctively he dug in harder, flinging Gary across the battlefield. Gary's body skidded across the ground, gouging trenches into the stone as he bounced, finally slamming into a broken patch of earth. He rose almost instantly, embers cracking off his fur, his glowing eyes locked once more on Lupus. But before he could lunge again, a torrent of ice roared across the field. Kai, still alive, still fighting despite his battered body, had forced himself to his feet. His wolf form crouched low, maw wide, and a stream of pure ice erupted not toward Lupus, but toward Gary. Gary didn't hesitate. He opened his mouth and unleashed fire. The clash of their combined power erupted in the air, ice and fire colliding, hissing into a colossal cloud of steam that blanketed the battlefield in white mist. The heat, the cold, the clash of elements, it drowned out everything. Through that storm, Lupus descended from above, eyes blazing, claws extended, ready to tear both of them apart. Chapter 1510. Clash of three alphas. Lupus leapt high from his position, his massive form cutting through the air like a shadow of doom. When he came crashing down, the ground itself seemed to shudder beneath his weight. The impact tore the earth apart, jagged shards of stone ripping free as the terrain broke and came tumbling down like splintered debris. His strike landed just shy of his two opponents, for Kai and Gary had already split apart, moving in opposite directions with sharp instinct. The ground still shook under their feet, fractured pieces scattering, but neither of them hesitated. In the same breath, both Kai and Gary unleashed their elemental powers, their throats glowing with destructive light before raw energy burst forth from their mouths. Flames, smoke, and elemental fury howled toward Lupus, but Lupus was no ordinary alpha. He slammed one of his massive feet against the floor, the ice beneath his command responding immediately. A jagged pillar of frozen rock thrust upward from the earth, thick and solid, blocking the roaring attack that had been aimed from Kai. The sound of frost crashing against ice only added to its mass. Then, with frightening strength, Lupus kicked off the very pillar he had created, shattering it in a single movement. Using the force as a launch, he propelled himself straight through the heat of the flames from the other side. The ice cracked and exploded behind him, and his body tore forward, cloaked in smoke and fire. Swinging his clawed hand through the searing blaze, Lupus did not falter. The heat lashed against him, scalding and biting, but he bared his fangs and practically broke apart the flames with sheer power until he was right in front of Gary's body. His claw struck without hesitation, raking across Gary's chest with a terrible sound. A piercing howl of pain escaped Gary's throat, the scream echoing through the battlefield. Yet it was hard to tell if Lupus's claws had left a mark at all. Gary's body was cloaked in a constant veil of black smog, his own energy wrapping tightly around him, concealing any wounds from view. Lupus, relentless, swung his other hand without pause. His claws dug into Gary's body and he felt resistance. These were the same claws that could rip apart nearly anything, that could shred stone, flesh, or bone. Yet now they pressed into Gary's form as if pushing through something alien, something defiant. His opposite hand drew back, ready to deliver a devastating overhand strike that could crush through anything. But before the blow could land, the fur along Gary's back began to ignite. Sparks lit up like a storm, then burst into fury. The flames grew hotter, brighter, until the tips of his fur burned with an otherworldly fire. Gary moved. His fist swung forward with terrifying force, the flames on his back propelling him forward like the thrust of a rocket engine. His blow met Lupus's incoming strike head-on. The fists collided. The ground cracked, air split apart with the sound of thunder, and yet the momentum did not die there. The flames and smoke erupting from Gary's back still pushed him onward, forcing Lupus back step by step. But Gary's troubles were not over. Out of nowhere, a massive wolf burst from the side. Its fangs sank deep into Gary's leg, the sudden bite dragging him away from Lupus. Gary roared in fury, thrashing as he was pulled aside. In an instant, the wolf shifted, its body twisting and reshaping into its towering werewolf form. Ice crystallized in its hands, forming a cruel blade, sharp and ready to slash across Gary's body. But before the strike could land, a thick cloud of smoke swept across the battlefield. It swallowed the area whole, cutting off sightlines, and Kai's presence was felt in that smothering darkness. From the sidelines, those watching could barely comprehend the madness unfolding before their eyes. Originally, Zin had thought that with Marie's help, the two of them could support Gary and Kai together. Four against one, surely they could bring down Lupus. But that wasn't what was happening at all. This wasn't teamwork. This wasn't a strategy. Right now, it was chaos. A brutal free-for-all. Gary and Kai weren't fighting together. They weren't allies in this clash. What stood before them was not one alpha against two. This was three alphas colliding, each one unleashing their rage against the others. Still, one truth was impossible to ignore. Gary's transformation, his raw elemental fury, gave him strength that none had seen before. His flames and smog raged with terrifying energy. But Lupus was stronger still. His sheer physical might, his claws that could rend through almost anything, tipped the scales heavily in his favor. If there was any chance of victory, it would only come through luck, through those rare moments when Gary and Kai happened to strike together by instinct alone. Zin refused to stand idly by. Summoning her own power, she raised her voice in the Luna's Wolf song. The haunting melody cut through the battle, a sound that reached into the hearts of the Howler members fighting against Lupus's pack. Strength surged into them, filling their limbs with borrowed power. Slowly, painfully, they began to push back against the enemy forces. Yet even with that effort, it was clear. The strength being unleashed by the three alphas was beyond anything the others could endure. Any one of them could erase the battlefield entirely if they so desired. This fight, this terrifying clash, would decide it all. Deep within the shadows of the forest, more than one set of eyes observed the chaos. Slit was there, watching silently, but so was another, Gallark, the bookkeeper. He stood motionless, his eyes wide, unable to look away from the sight before him. For the first time in history, he was witnessing something impossible, three alphas, each one standing in their true alpha form. The true alpha form is a trade-off, Gallark thought, his mind racing as he tried to process it all. In the ancient days, when life was simpler, raw strength, speed, and power were all a werewolf needed. This form embodies all of that, brings every ounce of primal force to the forefront. But these three, they are different. Each one of them has consumed something far beyond the ordinary. Beasts of unimaginable power, beasts that altered their werewolf forms themselves. The evidence was clear before his eyes. Their elemental powers were not just strong, they were warped, enhanced, unshaped by any known pattern. Their abilities aren't refined into techniques or skills. This is raw force, elemental chaos made flesh. And yet, one of them stands apart. His gaze lingered on Kai. Even though this form demanded instinct above reason, even though the body should act without thought, Gallark could feel the difference. The shapeshifter werewolf fought with something deeper. Core principles, beliefs, a mind sharper than most. Perhaps his constant thoughts would be a weakness, Gallark mused. But in the heat of battle, his instincts guide him. His instincts find the patterns, the weaknesses, the ways to survive. Though Kai was the weakest of the three by raw strength, he survived. He endured, even against monsters stronger than himself. That in itself was remarkable. And then Gallark saw something that made his heart skip. Through the smoke, the flames, and the shadows of their monstrous forms, something shone. A glimmer, faint but undeniable. It was not fire. It was not heat. His eyes widened. His voice trembled as he whispered aloud. That can't be. Is that really? Is that the medallion? How does he have it? Chapter 15:11. The brink of annihilation, the relentless fighting between the three alphas had torn the battlefield apart. Large chunks of the ground were shattered, broken into jagged pieces. Cracks snaked across what remained of the floor like splintering glass. The earth was no longer flat, entire portions of it had caved in, while others were upheaved into sharp ridges. Even part of the restaurant in the distance looked as though its foundation had cracked from the shockwaves, and parts of it were visibly sinking. It was devastation. Thankfully, the fighting had been pushed away from the heart of the battlefield, driven closer to the side, nearer to the forest and away from the rest of their allies. Because if the three had fought where everyone else was, if they had clashed in the middle of their forces, then no one, ally or enemy, would still be standing. "We can't just sit here and watch. Need to help even if it's in our own way," Zin shouted, spinning on her heel. Her eyes darted toward the distance where battles still rage between the Lupus group and the Howlers. "But if the two of them are in danger, we'll be needed to calm them down," Marie said, hesitating. Her voice trembled. "Once we break their true alpha forms, both of them will be fine, right? It's no longer the night of the full moon, so that should be possible." "You know we can't get between them," Zin replied sharply. Her tone was firm, but her eyes were heavy. "Do what we can to save as many lives as possible, save those who have sacrificed everything to buy us this moment. We won't stray far, and we'll keep a close eye on them." Marie's lips pressed together, but she nodded. She knew Zin was right. Austin and Midweck had already thrown themselves back into the fray, fighting with everything they had. And the truth was, while Zin and Marie were both in their Luna states, they could do more than they realized. They could save more people than they thought possible. A powerful push was coming from the Howlers' side. Their forces were bleeding, their numbers thinned, and many had already fallen, but the ferocity of the werewolves who kept charging into the fight was driving the Lupus pack back. The only reason it wasn't completely one-sided now was because those who had been fighting nonstop for so long were drained. The Altereds and the human Howlers had been told only one thing: survive until sunrise. That single order had carried them through the endless battle, giving them purpose when their bodies wanted to give out. They had lasted this long, but their energy was fading fast. In the middle of the battlefield, the clash of alphas raged on like a storm within the storm. Gary was on top of Kai, pinning him down. Kai's body was no longer holding its full wolf shape. Flames and black smoke billowed from Gary's back as he drove his fist forward. It smashed into Kai's face, and a searing wave of pain shot through him. A scorched burn mark was left across the side of his muzzle as his head whipped back. Snarling, Kai formed blades of ice along both arms. He thrust them into Gary's chest, or tried to. The moment they touched Gary's body, they sizzled and began to melt, breaking apart into nothing. Before Kai could react, a massive chunk of earth rose from the ground and smashed into Gary's side, knocking him off Kai entirely. Gary rolled and sprang back to his feet just in time to see Lupus rushing at him like a charging boulder. Lupus's fist slammed straight into Gary's gut. The blow detonated like a cannon shot. Gary's body was blasted through the air, spinning as a burst of smoke followed in his wake. The haze swirled around him, still hiding whether or not he had been injured at all. Lupus didn't stop. A spear of ice began forming between his claws. He condensed the weapon with raw power until the frozen lance glimmered like polished crystal. Then he hurled it forward with all his strength. The sound cracked like thunder as the spear ripped through the air. It was moving so fast that it broke the sound barrier, shockwaves rattling the broken ground as it screamed toward Gary. But just before it reached him, Gary opened his mouth wide. Flames erupted from his jaws like a living inferno, and the intense heat swallowed the spear midair. The ice weapon evaporated into steam before it ever touched him, yet even as it vanished, Gary's instincts screamed. In the split second of distraction, Lupus was already there. Gary felt a crushing grip around his skull, Lupus's claws closing around his head, and then he was slammed downward. His body smashed into the ground with an earth-shaking crash. Pain exploded through him as the stone cratered beneath his weight, but he didn't stay down. Gary erupted from the floor like a volcanic blast, the ground cracking apart in his wake. Heat burned across his chest, glowing brighter and brighter as if molten fire was building inside him. His muscles strained, veins bulging, cords of power tightening beneath his skin. The magma-like veins running through his body pulsed with light, as if they were trying to draw more energy, more fury from deep within him. And Lupus was changing too. He landed back on the ground, his claws glinting like obsidian under the moonlight. The black talons were thickening, lengthening, growing heavier and sharper by the second. The muscles across his shoulders swelled, building like coiled stone beneath his hide. Kai had shifted as well. He had reverted to his wolf form again, his body lower to the ground, his fur darker. The frozen streaks of fur that lined his spine were spreading, growing like jagged frost across his back. He bared his teeth and snarled, blood dripping from the side of his mouth and spattering the broken ground beneath him. The three alphas stood still for the first time, facing each other across the ruined battlefield. From this position, it was like watching primal forces of nature itself preparing to collide. Their breaths came slow but heavy, their eyes locked in defiance, as if each was trying to draw out even more power from deep within themselves. None of them were willing to give up. Not until the others were dead, and none of them realized. Around Gary's neck, the medallion had begun to burn. Chapter 1512. The bright light for one member of the Dem family, Amy, traveling between cities had become a part of her routine. There were only two cities she ever went to now. One of them was Slough, her hometown, where her brother still lived and ruled over their territory with his sharp, watchful eyes. The other was the bustling city where AJ Entertainment had its headquarters, where she had made her new home. Gary had moved his family there, his mother, Amy, and White, all together in one place. He had done it out of fear. He knew an attack might come. He knew that the easiest way to get to him would be to go after his family. And knowing full well that at some point the two alphas would inevitably clash, he had made the only choice he could. He had brought them away from Slough, away from the place he had once called home, to keep them safe. Yet that night, Amy could not sleep. She lay awake long after midnight, staring at the ceiling, thoughts tangled in restless knots. Eventually, she rose from her bed still in her pajamas and wandered across the dark apartment until she stood before the tall glass window of her high-rise. She stared out over the sprawling city lights. She stood there so long that she watched them fade as dawn approached, watched the sun slowly rise, bathing the skyline in a pale orange glow. "You're quite sensitive, aren't you?" a voice said gently at her side. Amy flinched, almost stumbling, and whipped her head toward the sound, only to see White standing there. Her heart slowed. I'm surprised you're awake, too," Amy replied softly. "And I don't know, maybe it's just the change in seasons." White walked forward with her usual silent grace until she was beside Amy. She smiled faintly and turned her gaze out the window as well. "It's not that," White murmured. "You are a member of the Dem family after all, although a core part of it has been taken out of you. You are not completely detached from it." A nervous chuckle slipped from Amy's lips. White was not someone who talked often. "You're talkative today," Amy said, "and honestly, you sound a bit stranger than usual." White didn't answer right away. A quiet stretch between them before she spoke again, her tone softer, more distant. "Do you believe in gods?" Amy blinked. "That came out of nowhere," she hesitated, then sighed. "I mean, if I'm honest, my faith has changed with the times. Sometimes life was so hard I thought there couldn't be one. Then, when I think about the scale of the whole universe, it makes me wonder. There has to be something out there, right? Maybe. Maybe we just aren't as important as we think we are." "Right," White replied simply. Her eyes stayed fixed on the horizon. "The word God is quite an interesting one. If people worship something, it can even come into existence, or perhaps I should say, if life forms worship. So life forms play a large and crucial part in the existence of gods in the first place." White paused, then tilted her head slightly. "Let me ask you another question. What do you think is the most stable shape known to man?" "Oh," Amy's eyes lit with sudden recognition, glad for the shift in topic, even if she still felt unsettled. She snapped her fingers. "It's a triangle, right? I think we learned that in engineering." "Correct," White said. "I asked it in a way I thought would be more suitable for you to understand," she exhaled slowly. "You see, the universe is like a triangle. When it stays that way, everything is stable. But right now, the universe is broken. I helped break that triangle, and now I'm trying to fix it. Trying to make sure there is another piece, because if the triangle is unstable, then there is one other thing that is stable." White's gaze darkened. "And that is, if there is nothing left to exist." Amy took a small step back. Something about White felt wrong. Her voice, her presence, the way she spoke, it was off. It was almost as if she was possessed by someone else. And if she wasn't possessed, then what was she? Was White pretending to be someone entirely different all this time? "I hope," White whispered at last, "that what I gave him back then, a long time ago, will be put to good use, and that it's worth all the sacrifices we've made." Amy's breath caught. White's eyes didn't move from the rising sun. Far away, the battlefield was trembling. The three alphas stood facing one another, their strength rising like a tide. Elemental power was seeping from their bodies, curling into trails of mist and light that scorched the broken ground beneath their feet. This would be a devastating clash. All three knew it, and all three moved at once. They charged together, three forces of nature, three living storms, rushing ahead with all the power they possessed. When they were less than a meter apart, the medallion around Gary's neck shone bright. It flared with a sudden blinding light that swallowed all three of them whole. The brilliance poured outward, flooding across half the battlefield in a tidal wave of radiance. Everyone stopped. Those still locked in battle froze, their heads turning toward the glow. Those who looked directly at it could see nothing else, just the searing white light drowning out everything around it. And then, slowly, it began to fade. Zin had been watching closely from the sidelines. Her heart hammered as her eyes struggled to adjust. She squinted through the fading brilliance, desperate to see what had happened. The light dimmed at last, and what she saw made her mouth fall open. "What?" Zin whispered. Her voice cracked. She looked to her side to the others and saw their stunned faces. They were all seeing the same thing, or rather, they were all seeing the same nothing. Because where the three alphas had stood, there was nothing. No sound, no movement. "No presence at all. There, gone," Zin said. Her voice trembled as it escaped her lips. "All three of them. They've completely disappeared." Chapter 1513. The Alpha's absence, an intense battle between the Howlers and Lupus's pack had erupted at midnight, and it had raged on for 6.5 relentless hours. There had been major losses on both sides. Many of the humans, as well as the allied alters and fighters the Howlers had brought with them, were gone, bodies lying silent where they had once stood. On Lupus's side, it was no better. Many of the Iron Fangs had fallen, as well as several of the strongest werewolves in their ranks. Even Ilva, the Luna who had once commanded their entire pack. And yet, despite all that bloodshed, the battle hadn't truly ended. Instead, it had frozen. All across the battlefield, for the first time since the night began, every werewolf took a step back. They jumped away from their opponents, teeth bared, eyes darting, because something had changed. The rest of Gary's friends and allies, who had felt a terrifying surge of power moments ago followed by a deep rumble from the ground itself, had all turned their heads in the same direction. Everyone was looking toward the same place, because just moments ago, three alphas had been locked in battle there, and now all of them were gone. "No," Zin whispered, her voice trembling. "They're really not here anymore. It's not like they've been hit away or blasted out of the area. They're just gone." "You're right," Marie replied, her tone shaken. "I can't sense them either. I can't smell Kai anymore. I can't feel his presence. Even that chill in my spine I felt when they were near, it's completely gone." The aura of an alpha was something all werewolves could feel. It wasn't just smell or sound, it was instinct. A pressure in the air that clawed at their nerves, warning them that a predator stronger than anything else stood close by. Especially when three of them had been active and battling with full power, the sensation had been impossible to ignore. And now it was gone. That was also why the entirety of Lupus's group had stopped fighting. They had frozen, their claws hovering, eyes wide, as if waiting for their alpha to reappear. But there was only confusion, confusion that mirrored across the faces of their enemies as well. "What do we do?" one of the werewolves muttered nervously. "Ilva is gone, and now where is Lupus?" "What do you mean, what do we do?" another growled. "We only have one choice, don't we? We keep fighting, the other side's exhausted, there's still plenty of us left. If we just take out those Lunas, we can push through to the rest." There were still over 100 werewolves from Lupus's group. Their numbers had dropped drastically, a ragged mix of armored warriors and unarmored regulars, but they were far from wiped out. And seeing the exhaustion on their opponents' faces, they still had hope. But not everyone on their side felt that way. Having fought against the transformed werewolves, having seen firsthand the Luna's overwhelming power, many of them were shaken. Even though the three alphas had disappeared, both Zin and Marie were still standing in their Luna states, radiant and deadly, ready to fight. And that begged an even darker question. Wherever those three alphas were they still in their alpha forms? Could they still be fighting each other right now? Somewhere unseen, in some place no one could reach, no one knew. "Ah, crap," Park shouted, throwing his arms up. "I can't believe this. Even after everything we've just been through, after all the blood and death, and with us not even knowing where our leaders are, these guys still want to fight." "That's fine," Olivia said, cracking her whip in the air with a sharp snap. A grin tugged at her lips. "Honestly, I haven't had my fair share in this fight anyway. Not being able to transform this whole time has been incredibly frustrating. The Howlers didn't want the fight to continue. Many of the Lupus Pack didn't either, but without an alpha to command them, if even a handful decided to keep going, the rest would have to follow. ARGHHH, the werewolves' roars echoed as they crouched low, ready to charge back into the blood-soaked battlefield at any second. Stop! A single voice thundered across the chaos. It was sharp, deep, commanding. Everyone froze. Lupus's pack members turned their heads and saw a man walking slowly through their ranks, pushing aside the larger wolves as if they weren't even there. He was dressed in little more than a tattered loincloth, a massive bow strapped across his bare back, and immediately they recognized him. Gasps spread through the remaining warriors. "Luzon," someone shouted. "You're alive. We still have one of the Iron Fangs with us." "It's Luzon, the strongest of them. We can still win this if..." "Shut up," Luzon snapped. His voice was sharp as steel. "Didn't you hear me already? There is no reason for us to keep on fighting. If we fight now, we will lose this battle. The brothers and sisters still standing by our side will bleed, and for nothing." He glared at them, his presence alone making several flinch back. "There is no reason to fight," he said coldly. "Our Luna and our Alpha are no longer with us." His gaze swept the field, fierce and unwavering. "We all have to admit it. We have lost this fight." One of the werewolves who had been crouched to pounce snarled in anger and stomped forward, teeth bared. "Luzon, what are you saying? You can't make this decision for us. Do you think you're Lupus now?" The instant he got close, Luzon's hand shot out. He grabbed the werewolf by the head, muscles bulging, and slammed him into the ground with bone-cracking force. Before the wolf could even gasp, Luzon raised his foot and stomped down on his skull. "We surrender," Luzon roared. His voice carried through the ruined battlefield, cutting through the smoke and silence. "And if anyone disagrees," his foot pressed harder, "then you can fight me instead." Across the field, on the Howler's side, Innu couldn't help but smile faintly. He shook his head, a quiet laugh slipping from his lips. "I had a feeling that guy wasn't dead."